Sagittarius, natal to Navamsha, shift of ascendant. First pada, your 320 of Sagittarius. Aries, Navaris, Navamsha, Sagittarius channels its natural adventurous spirit and philosophical nature into bold, action-oriented pursuits. The influence of Aries enhances Sagittarius's desire for exploration and independence, making the individual more dynamic, assertive, and eager to take initiative. There is a strong focus on leadership and personal freedom, and the person may be driven to pursue new challenges, ventures, or intellectual quests with enthusiasm and courage. If Mars, the ruler of Aries, is well placed, the individual is likely to be confident, energetic, and capable of taking decisive actions to achieve their goals. They may excel in leadership roles or situations that require quick thinking and boldness. However, if Mars is afflicted, the person may become impulsive, aggressive, or prone to taking unnecessary risks, which could lead to conflicts or challenges in maintaining stability in their personal or professional life. Second pada, 3 degrees 20 to 6 degrees 40 of Sagittarius. In the Taurus Navamsha, Sagittarius's expansive and adventurous nature is combined with Taurus's focus on stability, comfort, and material security. The individual becomes more grounded and practical in their pursuit of growth and success. There is a strong emphasis on building financial stability, accumulating resources, and enjoying the pleasures of life. Sagittarius's natural optimism and broad-mindedness are channeled into long-term, tangible goals, and the person may seek to balance their intellectual pursuits with the need for material security. If Venus, the ruler of Taurus, is well placed, the person is likely to enjoy financial success and stability, combining their adventurous spirit with practicality. They may excel in business, finance, or creative fields where both vision and structure are valued. If Venus is afflicted, the individual may struggle with materialism, becoming overly attached to possessions or comfort, which can limit their ability to take risks or explore new opportunities. Third pada, 640 to 10 degrees of Sagittarius, Gemini Navamsha. In the Gemini Navamsha, Sagittarius's philosophical and expansive energy is directed toward communication, intellectual exploration, and adaptability. The individual becomes more focused on gathering information, learning, and sharing knowledge. There is a strong desire to engage in intellectual discussions, explore new ideas, and connect with others through communication. This Navamsha enhances Sagittarius' natural curiosity and versatility, making the person open to new perspectives and eager to explore multiple interests. If Mercury, the ruler of Gemini, is well placed, the individual excels in communication, teaching, or writing, thriving in dynamic environments that require quick thinking and adaptability. They are likely to succeed in intellectual or social settings where exchange of ideas is key. If Mercury is afflicted, the person may become scattered, indecisive, or prone to superficiality, struggling to focus on long-term goals or commitments. Fourth pada, 10 to 13 degree twins of Sagittarius. In the Cancer Navamsha, Sagittarius's adventurous and philosophical nature is tempered by Cancer's emotional depth and nurturing qualities. The individual becomes more focused on emotional security, family, and home life. There is a desire to balance personal freedom with the need for emotional connections and stability. Sagittarius's optimism and desire for growth are now channeled into creating a nurturing and supportive environment for loved ones. The person may seek emotional fulfillment through family, home, or community involvement. If Moon, the ruler of Cancer, is well placed, the individual is likely to be emotionally attuned, caring, and capable of creating a harmonious home life. They may excel in roles that involve caregiving, counseling, or managing family and home matters. If Moon is afflicted, the person may struggle with emotional instability, becoming overly dependent on family or emotional validation, which can lead to challenges in balancing personal freedom with emotional responsibilities. Fifth pada, 13 degree 20 to 16 degree 40 of Sagittarius. In the Leo Navamsha, Sagittarius's expansive energy is combined with Leo's desire for recognition, self-expression, and leadership. The individual becomes more focused on achieving personal success and standing out in their field. There is a strong desire to inspire others, take on leadership roles, and pursue creative or ambitious goals. Sagittarius's optimism and broad-mindedness are channeled into personal achievement, and the person may seek to make a significant impact through their leadership and creativity. If Sun, the ruler of Leo, is well-placed, the individual is confident, charismatic, and capable of leading with authority and vision. They may excel in roles that require leadership, public speaking, or creative self-expression. However, if Sun is afflicted, the person may struggle with ego issues, becoming overly focused on personal validation or recognition, which can lead to conflicts or difficulties in maintaining harmonious relationships. Sagittarius, Natal to Navamsha shift of ascendant. Sixth Pada, 1640 to 20 degrees of Sagittarius, Virgo Navamsha. In the Virgo Navamsha, Sagittarius's adventurous and philosophical nature is combined with Virgo's focus on practicality, detail, and service. The individual becomes more methodical and analytical in their pursuits, channeling their expansive energy into refining systems and improving efficiency. There is a focus on health, work, and service, and the person may be driven to contribute to society in a meaningful way through practical efforts. Sagittarius' natural optimism is now paired with Virgo's precision, encouraging the person to focus on small improvements to achieve broader goals. If Mercury, the ruler of Virgo, is well-placed, the individual excels in areas that require analysis, attention to detail, and problem-solving. They are likely to be effective in managing tasks that require both a broad vision and meticulous execution. However, if Mercury is afflicted, the person may struggle with anxiety, overthinking, or perfectionism, which could hinder their ability to act decisively and pursue their broader ambitions. Seventh Pada, 20 degrees, 23 degrees 20s of Sagittarius. Libra Navamsha. In the Libra Navamsha, Sagittarius's adventurous spirit is blended with Libra's focus on harmony, balance, and relationships. The individual becomes more focused on creating harmony and fairness in both personal and professional partnerships. There is a strong desire to build meaningful relationships that are based on shared values and mutual respect. Sagittarius's natural optimism and idealism are channeled into diplomacy and social connections, and the person may excel in roles that involve negotiation, mediation, or team collaboration. If Venus, the ruler of Libra, is well-placed, the person is likely to be diplomatic, charming, and skilled at creating harmony in relationships. They may thrive in social or professional settings that require cooperation and a sense of fairness. If Venus is afflicted, the individual may struggle with indecisiveness, becoming overly concerned with pleasing others or avoiding conflict, which can lead to difficulty in asserting their own needs and desires. Eighth Pada, 23-20, 26-40 of Sagittarius, Scorpio Navamsha. In the Scorpio Navamsha, Sagittarius's expansive and philosophical nature is combined with Scorpio's emotional depth, intensity, and focus on transformation. The individual becomes more introspective and focused on emotional and psychological growth. There is a desire to explore the deeper mysteries of life, and the person may seek personal transformation through spiritual or emotional exploration. Sagittarius optimism is now channeled into understanding the hidden aspects of life, and the individual may be drawn to roles that involve deep emotional or psychological work. If Ketu, the co-ruler of Scorpio, is well-placed, the individual excels in areas that require emotional resilience, psychological insight, or transformative leadership. They may be effective in guiding others through personal or spiritual transformation. However, if Ketu is afflicted, the person may struggle with emotional volatility, control issues, or a tendency to become secretive, which can create challenges in personal and professional relationships. Ninth Pada, 26 degrees 40, die 30 degrees of Sagittarius. Sagittarius Navamsha. In the Sagittarius Navamsha, the individual's natural Sagittarius traits are fully expressed. The person becomes highly focused on exploration, growth, and higher learning, seeking intellectual and spiritual expansion. There is a strong desire for freedom, adventure, and personal growth, and the individual may be driven to explore new horizons, both physically and intellectually. Sagittarius's optimism and broad-mindedness are at their peak, and the person may excel in fields related to travel, education, or philosophy. If Jupiter, the ruler of Sagittarius, is well-placed, the individual is likely to experience success through teaching, travel, or philosophical pursuits, inspiring others with their vision and wisdom. They may thrive in roles that allow for personal and intellectual growth. However, if Jupiter is afflicted, the person may struggle with impracticality, restlessness, or a tendency to overextend themselves, leading to difficulty in achieving long-term stability or focus. Conclusion. For Sagittarius ascendant, the Navamsha shifts reveal how their natural adventurous spirit, optimism, and philosophical nature evolve in different ways. In the Aries Navamsha, their boldness and leadership come to the forefront, while the Taurus Navamsha emphasizes a more grounded material focus. As Sagittarius moves through the Gemini, Cancer, and Leo Navamshas, they explore communication, emotional depth, and creative leadership in their pursuit of growth. The Virgo Navamsha brings attention to detail and practical service, while the Libra Navamsha enhances diplomacy and relationship building. The Scorpio Navamsha, with Ketu as a dominant influence, encourages deep emotional and psychological exploration, leading to personal transformation. The final shift into the Sagittarius Navamsha fully expresses Sagittarius's natural qualities of exploration, intellectual expansion, and spiritual growth. The success of the Sagittarius ascendant in each Navamsha is dependent on the condition of the ruling planets. Well-placed planets allow the individual to thrive in roles that combine their love for freedom, intellectual pursuits, and personal growth, while afflicted planets may lead to restlessness, indecisiveness, or difficulty maintaining long-term commitments.